both the Army and the Navy decided to launch programs. The Army had an ASTP program, and the Navy had a B-12 program. And the B-12 program turned out to enable people who signed up for the B-12 program to go ahead with their education. Mm-hmm. and finish their work for a bachelor's degree. The Army program, although they had promised that they would continue the education process, they reneged on that promise, and they put people into active duty at the end of the first year. I didn't trust either one of them, and I decided I would take my odds. I'd play the odds to stay deferred while I continued my education. Mm-hmm. And that worked fine up until the spring of 1944. In 1944, the Defense Department decided that they were going to cancel all the deferments. Mm-hmm. And they were going to draft people. And they told me that I would be drafted in July of 1944. Mm-hmm. As it turned out, Caltech was very gracious. We were at Caltech. We were on a semester system at the time, and were working. We're going to school around the clock, around the calendar. Mm-hmm. And I was one semester short of finishing everything required for the bachelor's degree by the end of June 1944. Caltech gave me a degree, and I, having the degree in hand, I applied for a direct commission. And I was drafted on the 19th of July. Mm-hmm. And I went off to the Great Lakes Naval Training Center to do boot camp. I had had the foresight to take the radio technician exams, and I qualified to be a candidate for schooling in radio technician work. And that when I went to boot camp, I was a part of that group, mm-hmm. along with a lot of other academic people who had similar ideas, and many of whom had been teaching or going to school or whatever with deferments. At boot camp, sometime in August or September, my direct commission came through, and I had the pleasure of being able to walk back to the barracks as a commissioned officer, of which there were very few around at the Great Lakes Training Center. And I remember with amusement the fact that when I walked into the barracks, somebody hollered, "Attention!" And the next thing I heard was, "Oh, it's only Smith." Anyhow. So I went off to Washington. I was assigned to Washington with the commission putting me in the organization that eventually became the it became the organization that did electronic intelligence work. Right at the moment, I can't think of the name of that organization.